And the time now is 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City. Well, it's a delight to talk with this person. Director for the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce joins me this morning, Anna Woodward. Anna, good morning to you.
Hello, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Today.
Big smile on your face here today because we have a lot of good things going on in Webster City. We've had some open houses, open houses and ribbon cuttings just about every day, it seems like, in the last few weeks.
You're absolutely right. In the 8-week snapshot, we will have completed 16 ribbon cuttings. And that's something that we are very excited about. At times, we were having 4 ribbon cuttings a week. So we will have 2 this week, and that'll be at Country Twist Boutique at 603 2nd Street and Grandma's Diner at 725 2nd Street.
Wonderful. And that, of course, Grandma's Diner was a location one time for, I believe, a bakery. It was also, I believe, a laundromat one time. And many moons ago, it was also the home of Mainwrights.
That's great history there, Pat. It's amazing to see these buildings transform and evolve with new operators and businesses.
Yes. So that's all coming up this week for Grandma's Diner with their ribbon cutting. And then another place coming up this week, too, that's at 603 2nd Street.
Downtown. Yes, that's a brand new boutique opening up in downtown Webster City. Peggy Jocelyn has been working on stocking her new store, which is in the same building as Skin by Chandler and Sanctuary Yoga and Healing. It's a mix of women's apparel, men's apparel, gifts, home decor, a little bit of accessories, shoes, and handbags as well. So there's a lot to see.
It sure is. And then the following week, we have another ribbon cutting, and that is at the new home of Quickstar, right there on the west side of Webster City. That's kind of nice to see what all lined up again there on the west side of town.
Absolutely. That's a new development for Webster City. The new Quickstar is at 1515 Overpass Drive. They are open right now, but we will celebrate their ribbon cutting on October 17th at 1:30.
All right, October 17th, 1:30 for the ribbon cutting there at Quickstar, their new location there in the west end of Webster City. Of course, they have their regular location right there on Fairmeadow Drive. But we have you here today to talk about this Ladies Night Out event that's coming up this Thursday.
Yes, Ladies Night Out is here already. This is really our kickoff to our fall and holiday shopping events. We're really excited about the participation and the promotions that our retailers have planned. It layered into this Ladies Night Out, we'll also have the grand opening for Country Twist Boutique and also the ribbon cutting for Grandma's Diner, as we mentioned. But we will also have a variety of different promotions happening throughout Webster City. Our participants include the Van Dees Medical Center Gift Shop, the Cat Hut, Heart and Home, Denim and Babes, and then, of course, a variety of downtown retailers and pop-ups in the 600 and 500 blocks of 2nd Street.
Now, that's just for one day only there for this event there, Anna?
Yes, that is correct. Ladies Night Out is back to a one-evening event. This year's event is presented by Interior Spaces, Osweiler's Women's Fashion, and Gilbert Jewelers. So stores will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. with the pop-ups and most refreshments served starting at 4 p.m.
All right, so it's a one-day-only event for Ladies Night Out in Webster City. They've done it a couple of years, three days a week, but only one-day event, one day only.
We have rebranded our following event to be Pumpkin Palooza. So there's a different layer of marketing that'll be following Ladies Night Out this year. We've worked with Spin Market to create all new branding for Ladies Night Out and our following event, Pumpkin Palooza. It ties really well into some of the other fall events that'll be happening in Webster City this same week, including the Fall Festival on Saturday, October 12th at Wilson Brewer Park.
And the Chamber's joining forces with the people with the Wilson Brewer Park Foundation that just started between City of Webster City and with Hamilton County on that. This is their first big event with this organization.
That is right. This is our first major event with the new Wilson Brewer Foundation Park Board. I'd also like to credit our Hamilton County Veterans Affairs Office for the work that they've also put into this fall event. This week's event will be a collaborative event building off of a festival and fall event that the VA office has been doing for the past few years.
Very good. There'll be a lot of good things going on, I believe. What do we got? Music and games and such. Saturday there at Wilson Brewer Park.
Yes, so all of the buildings will be open and available for tours. Representative Shannon Latham will be on site hosting a pumpkin painting activity. Legacy Learning will be also volunteering to assist with the pumpkin painting as well. Birdie Young will be performing live, sponsored by Stein Heating and Cooling. And there will also be a variety of antique tractors on display as well.
All right, that's coming up this Saturday from 1 until 4 o'clock. That's being held at Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City, just off Superior Street, and at Ohio Street, Webster City. 1 until 4 p.m.
Yes, please come out and enjoy. It's free for all and lots of activities for the family.
All right, and let's talk about another event coming up towards the end of the month. That's Halloween in Webster City, another downtown trick-or-treating event.
Yes, our downtown trick-or-treat is on Halloween night. It's presented by the Trash Man. And new this year, we've extended the time until 5:30. So it'll be the street will be shut down and available for trick-or-treaters from 3:30 to 5:30. We welcome businesses outside of the downtown district to join us. They can set up in the street and they can pass out treats, candy, or any other items that they'd like to provide.
All right, that's coming up 3:30 until 5:30 on Thursday, the 31st of October, for the downtown trick-or-treating. And just a reminder, the residential trick-or-treating is not on the 31st. It is on that Saturday, the 26th of October, for trick-or-treating in the residential sections. I believe they'll be underway from about 5:30 till 8 o'clock that night for the residential trick-or-treating.
Yes, that is correct, Pat. And there's plenty of opportunities for trick-or-treating here in the Webster City area, even starting this week. So on Saturday, October 12th, Little Wall Lake will have their campground trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, October 19th, Briggswoods Park will have their campground trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. The following week will be the residential trick-or-treating. And then we'll also be having our downtown trick-or-treat sponsored by the Trash Man on October 31st. In addition to other events put on by our area partners and organizations.
All right. So again, that's the schedule for all the Halloween fun here in the Webster City and Hamilton County area. Now, nothing in November, I believe. Any big events happening? I'm sure there's some ribbon cuttings too in November too. Or okay.
So. Well, historically, November is kind of the start of the holiday season and the holiday shopping season. So you can expect to see some transformations in the community as we transition to our holiday decor.
Mm-hmm.
We are already setting up and confirming the timeline to place the Christmas in the City tree in Avilia Bank Plaza. Our SMID board president has been working with the City of Webster City to coordinate our holiday decor and decorations. We'll also have a variety of open houses and holiday events from our area retailers. Interior Spaces will be hosting a red carpet Christmas November 8th and 9th. And then the fall, and then 2 weeks from there, right before Thanksgiving, Gilbert's Jewelry will be having their anniversary sale. They'll be celebrating their 46th anniversary this year. And Heart and Home will also be having their fall open house as well in November.
All right, let's talk now, Anne, about the big Christmas in the City event. Here we are. The 7th of October already, and we're already planning for 2 months from today, December 7th, for that.
Christmas isn't that far away, Pat.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. So there'll be a host of activities going on that day.
Yes, we have a variety of partners that we're working with for the holiday celebration. This will include activities at area businesses and organizations, along with the community celebration at Wilson Brewer Park. This will be our second collaboration with our newly formed Wilson Brewer Park Foundation Board. Mm-hmm. And in the evening, we historically host the Lighted Christmas Parade as well. The registration for this parade is now live, and we'd welcome you to sign up your business or organization. It's free to participate. And the great thing about lighted parades is they are the easiest to prepare for, because all you need is a vehicle and some lights, and you're good to go.
There you go. Got it made on coming up on December 7th. So think about getting your entries in. Just go to the visitwebstercityiowa.com website if you want to get your entries in for the Lighted Christmas Parade on Saturday, December 7th. What time is that? 5:30, you say there, Anna?
The parade moves at 5:30, and the lighting of the tree is immediately following.
Oh, neat. That's coming up on December 7th. And then, to wrap up 2024, we have the big New Year's Eve experience coming up at Briggs Woods Conference Center. Am I right on that there, Anna?
Yes, that is correct. We are also working with our volunteer committee to plan this great event. Mm-hmm. This is the Chamber's only and largest fundraising event. It's designed to really allow all of our business and organizations to take a deep breath, look back at the year that we've just had, and look forward to the new beginning the new year brings.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Well, you've been a big part of it the last 2 years, yep, Pat. So are you coming back for the third year?
Yes, I'm coming back.
Fabulous. We'd be happy to have you.
I'm coming back to MC that thing. So it's coming up on Tuesday, December 31st for the big New Year's Eve gala at the Briggs Woods Conference Center, Webster City. Anything else have we left out there, Anna? I think we've covered just about everything. A lot of open houses and ribbon cuttings, and we have the Ladies Night Out coming up on just a one-day-only event coming up on Thursday, Halloween fun across Hamilton County, and then the Christmas in the City event scheduled on December 7th. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, about the big holiday events here in Webster City. So we'll look forward to that.
That sounds great, Pat.
Absolutely.
I encourage everyone to come out and shop our area retailers this Thursday. It's a great time to get your fall decor, mm-hmm. any fall items that you need as the cold weather changes. And then, of course,
if the cold weather ever comes.
Look forward to the holiday season as well and get some.
I know it's supposed to be in the 80s this week, so we'll see what happens.
We are having a pretty late summer. That is correct.
Yeah, we are. That's for sure, Anna. Okay, anything else for the good of the cause here this morning?
I really appreciate you having me on here today, Pat. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
And we'll look forward to getting you back on sometime around latter part of November, so we'll talk more about that in just a second. Anna Woodward, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. Anna Woodward from the Webster City Chamber of Commerce. Some big, big things coming up in Webster City. Well, coming up next, I'll speak with Ann Hennigan-Coates, who'll be appearing at Kendall Young Library on October 15th. Stay tuned for that coming up next. The time now, it's 8:42 at KKWC.